Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 100 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network. I am coming to you today from the Ditch That Textbook World Headquarters here at my house in West Central Indiana. And it is episode 100. Can't believe we've made it this far and this fast. But when you're cranking these things out semi-daily, then it comes pretty quick. And so now that we're this many in, I've realized that through this podcast, I've learned a few things, and so I thought that I would share some of those with you, kind of as a reflection after 100 episodes. Appreciate you being a listener and for following me along on this journey. And if you've listened to this podcast for long, you really have come with me to a variety of different places. I mean, I've been in several states, you know, to Michigan and Oklahoma and Minneapolis and California and Virginia and all over the place. A lot of those places you've come with me, you've sat in the car with the road noise in the background while we've talked about some things. And it's been fun to bring this podcast along in my pocket and just be able to capture some of the amazing things that I see from others and some of the things that I've been thinking about. And so I appreciate you being along on the journey. So I wanted to share with you three quick things that I have learned from this podcast that I think really do apply to education in general. Here's the first one, is that perfection is the enemy of progress. Now, I'm not going to claim ownership of that quote. It was really inspired by a book that I read by John Acuff called Finish. In fact, I mentioned that in an earlier episode when I finally was not able to stick with my daily routine and I missed some days. And I found that perfection really has been crippling for me in my education career as a podcaster. And I think a lot of times whenever we can't do something perfectly, or as John Acuff says in that book, whenever we get to the day after perfect, you know, things didn't go according to plan. And then sometimes for some reason, if we can't do it perfectly, then we just want to shut it down. And for me, there have been lots of days where I've thought, oh man, it's been 2 days since I've done an episode. Oh, it's been a week since I've done an episode. And the longer I go, the harder it is for some reason for me to get back on the horse, so to speak, and to publish another episode. And so I think if you're battling this too, then I hope that you're not as afraid of the day after perfect as I am, because I've really struggled with that in many facets of my life. So even if it's not perfect, continue to push forward. And, you know, that's really what I've done with this podcast. There have been weeks that I've not published an episode, and I apologize for that. I'm still trying to get better at that. But I still continued on with it. And I think in many places in my life, and I bet in many places in your life, following along after the day after perfect is big. Number two, inspiration is everywhere. Everywhere I go, whenever I get to meet with teachers in different schools, or if I go to a conference, or if I'm just around home, I'm finding inspiration everywhere. And so I think it's so easy for us sometimes to get boxed into our content area or our grade level, or get stuck in our own classroom. But sometimes when we just walk down the hallway to another teacher's class, or we have a conversation with somebody else in a different content area, in a different school or whatever, it can be really big for us. And so I think if we keep our eyes open to that inspiration everywhere, that can be huge. And then there's number three. I found this quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson that I think sums it up really well. And he said this in an essay in the 1840s. He says, "Always do what you are afraid to do." And I know for me that there's so many places in my life where I've tried to live up to that. And there have been times where I've shied away from things because I was afraid of them. And this podcast is a variety of that, because I wasn't sure that I was able to keep up with a daily podcast. I wasn't sure if people were going to like the rough nature of it, you know, where sometimes there's lots of background noise and it's kind of uncut and it's raw, but I think it's real. And that's what I like about it. And I hope that's what you like about it too, is that, you know, I'm not, you know, polishing it and trying to make it sound perfect or anything. It's just real. And people sharing things with me and me sharing things with you that are real. And so this was something that I wasn't sure how it was going to go. And it's been a lot of fun. I've learned a lot of lessons along the way, trying to figure out how to create this thing and what resonates with you and how I can serve you better on it. So here's to another 100 episodes. We're going to keep going. I'm going to keep that pocket in, or that phone in my pocket, and continue to record episodes with people that I meet, and then just between the two of us. And I hope that you'll stay along for the ride. And if you have any feedback for me or any ideas, feel free to shoot me a tweet on Twitter. I'm at J Matt Miller. That's the letter J, Matt with two T's, Miller. My email address is matt@ditchthattextbook.com. Send me a message. Let me know what you think about it, what you like, what I could change. Love to hear from you. Thanks again so much for being a listener, and continue to do great things in the classroom and in education. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.